Don't move, just leave your darling mama to hear the monitor. Lean back and stay a while, mama to hear the monitor.
This is Monitor 67, and I'm Kurt Gowdy. Your regular host, Henry Morgan, is taking a well-deserved vacation. Well, I don't know if it's well-deserved or not, but with Henry, well, you just don't argue. Anyhow, we'll keep things going here with my sports colleague, Sandy Koufax, just 3 minutes from now. And here's a new one by Trini Lopez, Together.
I know the feeling of being all alone. I never had anybody I could call my own. But when we're together, it's just like a dream together. Like peaches and cream together. It's easy to see it's good for you and me. When we get together, the sun seems to shine forever. And if you'll be mine, you'll never be lonely again. Cause we belong together. Together, I know if we both give love a try, stronger with every day.
This is Ed McMahon. The other day, I walked into the bathroom, and I could just barely make out my son Jeffrey in the tub, in the midst of two G.I. Joes, three boats, a rubber duck, and a plastic tube of Breck Concentrate shampoo. Jeff thinks that's just great, that Breck Concentrate shampoo floats. Well, it comes in a plastic tube, and it does float. We think it's just great because of that Breck quality. And because it's concentrated, it goes a long way. Try Breck Concentrate shampoo.
In one moment, Sandy Koufax with a report on Tony Conigliaro's injury. Monitor Sports is brought to you by new Extra Strength Ultra Bright Toothpaste.
Wow, Martha, has my kissing booth been busy? I'm all puckered out. It's Marvy. The men keep coming back. Last year, they only shook hands. Now I'm a femme fatale. I still observe the 3-second time limit. The only thing different about me is my toothpaste. Wait, Martha, that's it. My new Ultra Bright toothpaste. It works. It's true. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal. New Ultra Bright toothpaste. A taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright Toothpaste. A taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest, your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal. And that's Ultra Bright.
Holy pucker. After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Well, my old team, the Boston Red Sox, in a hot fight for the American League pennant, lost the services of slugger Tony Conigliaro Friday night, possibly for the remainder of the season. Conigliaro's left cheekbone was fractured when he was hit by a pitch thrown by the California Angels' Jack Hamilton. A report from Red Sox manager Dick Williams and Sandy Koufax.
Dick, what about Tony? How much is his loss going to affect the Red Sox?
Well, both
mentally and his physical being on the field in the starting lineup will have a great deal of effect on our club. The club has been high all year, and they've fought back from defeat a number of times late in ball games. And I don't think they'll quit on this at all with us losing Tony. And as far as I'm, the way I feel, I think Tony's going to be lost the rest of the year. They say 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks, but I have to go ahead with my plans figuring the whole year. We played as a unit. There hasn't been one man on the ball club any one time carry us for a long period of time. So one day one fellow gets a big hit, another day the next guy. And great pitching here, good relief pitching. So I think we'll bounce back from it. It's a cruel blow, and it hurts us, especially with only 6 weeks to go. But we'll figure out a way somehow. They haven't quit yet.
Dick, sometimes it seems when a key player is hurt, it makes a ball club want to fight even more. Dick, is there any report out of the hospital about Tony, about his condition?
Well, there has to be a 72-hour period that he has to go through. He has a fracture of the cheekbone and is resting comfortably in the hospital now, but it's going to take a little time for the doctors to determine the full extent of the injury.
Dick, I don't know if anybody got a chance to talk to Tony. I saw pictures of it. It looked like he never saw the ball. It looked like he never picked it up. He never moved until the ball hit him. Did anybody get a chance to speak to him before he went to the hospital?
Well, they were administering first aid in our clubhouse, but Tony did say, and he never did lose consciousness, he did say that the ball sailed in on him, and Tony, as you said, stands close to the plate. He's been in somewhat of a slump as of late, so he's been standing in there a little more, and this is probably what happened. He didn't freeze. He was just hanging in a little more, bearing down a little harder, if that's possible, to try to come out of this batting slump, and the ball just got in on him before he could get out of the way.
I think when a guy's having a little trouble, he's going to stay in there or try and stay in there longer and protect against the curveball. Well, Dick, I wish you good luck, and I hope Tony's all right in the 3 weeks, like they say, and I hope you get him back before the end of the year. Dick, thank you very much. This is Sandy Koufax for Monitor Sports.
And now a word about RCA Stereo 8 cartridge tapes.
The whole world of stereo sound is available to you for your automobile and home on RCA Victor's Stereo 8 cartridge tapes.
At 15 and a half past the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Played on by Buddy Rich. I'm Kurt Gowdy, here to tell you what's next, and next is this reminder.
Hi, honey, how are you? No, I thought I'd better give you a call and find out how everything's going at home.
A Bell System reminder to traveling men who'd rather be home. Long distance can brighten up a hotel room in any strange city. For a little while, you'll be home with your family, saying things that are always new, like, I'll be back Friday night, or I miss you, or I love you. Long distance is the next best thing to being there.
This is Casey at the bat for American Motors. Now you take that Rebel. You can have things like a big V8, which is 343 cubic inches, And those ambassadors, which are the all-stars, so to speak, there's still plenty of them, like good, honest four-door sedans. But I understand that the American Motors fellas are selling them pretty fast. So it don't make too much sense to sit around and wait.
Now is the time to see your American Motors Rambler dealer during his hot tag sale.
Well, one good car deserves another. So here's Vicky, the singing car, with It Must Be Him.
I tell myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray. Let it be.
Next, let's be frank with Frank Blair, brought to you by Family Tailored Homes.
If you've tried to have your automobile repaired recently, you might just wonder, where have all the good mechanics gone? More on this in 1 minute, but first, what a weekend this can be for you and your family if you'll visit your Family Tailored Home Builder. He'll show you more modern, more spacious, more beautifully designed homes, and he'll show you how your family could win a free 1968 vacation dream home on your own lot in your favorite summer or winter vacation spot. Yes, your own three-bedroom hideaway lodge or $10,000 in cash. Nothing to buy. So drive out this weekend. See for yourself the wide choice of family-tailored homes priced and financed to fit your family's budget. And while you're there, be sure to find out how you might win a three-bedroom hideaway lodge. Offer void where prohibited. Your family-tailored home builder is listed in the real estate pages of your weekend paper. Make good things happen for your family this weekend. In any discussion of automobile repairs, one gets into a traffic jam of stories about people who complain not so much about their car as about the mechanic. For instance, the New York Times recorded a story about a lady who bought a new car, took it in for the first oil change, and later, driving home, noticed the car smelled hot and began to smoke. It turned out the mechanic had forgotten to put the oil in. Many automobile owners are becoming convinced there are fewer mechanics than ever, and they're right. Car dealers are even more aware of the shortage than their customers. An official of the Ford Motor Company says that 10 years ago, there was one mechanic for 73 vehicles. Today, there is one mechanic for 130. Automotive experts say the shortage of mechanics is the biggest problem in the industry, and they see little hope of solving the problem until, as one man put it, the war in Vietnam stops siphoning off the young men who could be trained for automobile service careers. The jobs are there. The Washington Post surveyed car dealers in Washington, D.C. Two-thirds said they could use more mechanics. The automobile industry says it needs 50,000 new servicemen each year. It has been discovered that one way to get mechanics is to steal them. One auto dealer told a reporter, since it is almost impossible to find a good mechanic, we steal them from other dealers. Good mechanics in the eastern part of the country earn up to $12,000 a year, and top-notch truck mechanics earn up to $15,000. One reason few young men enter the field is that starting salaries are low, down around $80 a week. Also, many established mechanics are paid on a piecework basis, and they do not want to share their profit with an apprentice. They would rather let work go someplace else than take on a helper. But there is a hopeful side. For instance, General Motors has trained 2,500 mechanics so far this year. Only a third of its new mechanics are serious about the business. This spokesman estimated that one-third will move on to become engineers. The other third just want to learn how to fix their own cars and go hot-rodding. So let's be frank about it. Teenage boys who go through a phase of tinkering with engines or rebuilding and souping up old cars should consider turning a pleasurable pastime into a permanent occupation. Also, the big automobile companies could make a more concentrated effort possibly to find unemployed youths who may have dropped out of school and train them. Finally, as a United States employment director said, not only is an applicant assured of instant employment, he is also assured of an occupation in which there is no color barrier. And now a final word about family-tailored homes. The big Sunday news is at your family-tailored home builder. His name is listed in the real estate pages of your weekend newspaper. Be sure, too, to ask him how you can win, free, a beautiful three-bedroom hideaway lodge of your own or $10,000 in cash. Offer void where prohibited. Take a tip. Visit your family-tailored home builder today. And now this is Frank Blair saying so long for your family-tailored home builder.
Generation with a lover's concerto. Monitor with you all across the country on NBC Radio. In South Florida, that means WIOD Miami. Your station gets a word in here, then we'll all get together again. This is Kurt Gowdy.
Kurt Georg Kiesinger, Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany, will meet the press later today on the NBC Radio Network. You've probably heard Hugh Downs on Monitor talk about the incredibly tiny Zenith hearing aid, the Zenet, the smallest hearing aid Zenith has ever made. It's so small it fits in the ear. No ear mold is required. Yet this astonishing little hearing aid could be just what you need to help you hear all the bright, happy sounds of the world. Sounds that you may not be hearing as well as you once did. The tiny Zenet fits snugly in the ear, and it's so tiny it tucks away in a small corner of your pocket or your purse when you don't need it. For a demonstration, visit Aitchison and Company, 655 Madison Avenue at 60th Street, New York City. Do it soon and see the new size of sound. They'll be happy to demonstrate for you all the big features built into the Zenet, the smallest hearing aid Zenith has ever made, or any of the other 18 Zenith Living Sound hearing aids. That's Aitchison and Company, 655 Madison Avenue at 60th, New York City. Visit or call them. You'll be glad you did.
While you drive, it's NBC. Monitor on NBC. Monitor on radio. It's NBC.
Monitor 67, where Joe Garagiola will be heard with Sports Talk a couple of minutes from now. That's my language, too. I'm Kurt Gowdy. But today I'm talking like a monitor host while Henry Morgan's on vacation. So in my best host voice, I introduce music. The Ray Conniff Singers, Moonlight Brings Memories.
My darling.
Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the refiners of the famed Kendall GT1 racing oil. And now here's Joe.
Some exciting things happened in sports last week, and so did some nice things. And I'll be back to discuss the nice things after this from Kendall.
Nothing makes everyday driving more exciting than to drive a sporty car with a name like GT, Super Sport, Mustang, Barracuda, or Camaro. Such cars have high-performance engines, and they need the high-performance protection of new Kendall GT1 racing oil. refined from the choicest 100% Pennsylvania crude oil for extra oiliness, Kendall GT1 racing oil is reinforced with special additives to prevent rust, engine deposits, and foaming. Now, whether you drive a high-performance car in traffic, on turnpikes, or in competition, be sure it is properly protected with Kendall GT1 racing oil. Your dealer has it, recommends it, stands back of it as the finest oil for high-performance engines ever offered. Now, here again, Joe Garagiola.
This is the time when there's a lot of excitement in various sports, and the sports pages are jammed with items about baseball, golf, and the upcoming football season. But there were three items that caught my eye last week that I'd like to talk to you about. One was a golf match that took place last Wednesday at the Mount Pleasant Golf Course in Baltimore. It paired Jack Nicklaus and Doug Sanders against two other champions. What made it unusual is that the other two champions were ladies, Carol Mann and Kathy Whitworth. You have to understand one thing about this match. Nicklaus is not only a great golfer, he's a man who takes tremendous pride in his game. It's more than just the way he earns his living. It's something that dominates all his thinking. When you feel that way about something, and when you have a reputation like Jack's, it takes a little guts to play against ladies, especially ladies who just might win. Why would Nicklaus risk the embarrassment? I think the answer can be found in one sentence. It was played for the benefit of the Maryland Association of Brain-Injured Children. Brain injury was the cause of the second story. Maurice Stokes was an outstanding young basketball player injured in a game and has been confined to a wheelchair ever since. He lost the use of most of his body and also his power of speech. Maurice Stokes is a Negro. His teammate, Jack Twyman, was white. They were not really what you'd call close friends. But when tragedy struck, Twyman stepped in. He became Stokes' legal guardian. He undertook the job of raising money to pay the hospital bills. Tuesday night at Kutcher's Hotel in New York's Catskill Mountains, Maurice Stokes sat in his wheelchair at courtside and watched the cream of professional basketball players play a game for his benefit. It raised over $11,000. Five of the players flew in from Cincinnati in a private plane. The rest paid their own traveling expenses. The room and board for the 30 players and officials was taken care of by the Kutchers, who owned the hotel. Stokes gave the hotel owners a humidor, a matchbox, a cigarette box, a vase, and a bowl for peanuts. You can imagine how these people felt because the gifts were made by Stokes himself. The third story concerns a star and a retired veteran. The veteran is Waller Hagen, the great golfer, who was given a dinner last week in Michigan where he now lives. There were messages from General Eisenhower and Ben Hogan. Kerry Middlecoff was there, and so was Arnold Palmer. These people were honoring a man who had raised the stature of professional golfers more than anyone in the game's history. Waller Hagen was a great storyteller, but the other night he just listened because cancer has taken his voice. And he heard a great line from Palmer, who looked around the dining room and said, "If it wasn't for Waller Hagen, we'd be having this party in a locker room downstairs." Another example of Palmer's accuracy and his class. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. And now this for RCA.
There's gotta be a reason. There's gotta be a reason. There's gotta be a reason. When you're first in color TV. There's gotta be a reason. RCA Victor's.
When you're first in color TV, there's got to be a reason. Like RCA Victor's color preview days. Buy your RCA Victor color TV before September 15th. First payment won't be due till November 15th at participating RCA Victor dealers.
Joe Garagiola, heard Monday through Friday on NBC Radio, is heard every weekend on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, this is Frank Flynn reporting from Helicopter 43. I've just covered Manhattan. Traffic, as usual, is terrific. Right now, I'm at 3,000 feet over the Hudson, looking down on a Circle Line yacht. And I can't help comparing. There are no traffic jams on the water, and these folks are enjoying cool river breezes as they thrill to the greatness and glory of New York and all its tremendous sights. Yes, the big C in New York is the Circle Line. Every cruise is almost 3 hours of solid enjoyment, and it costs a mere $2.75. Kids go for $1.25. So bring the family. Drive down. There's plenty of parking space. Boats leave every half hour, 9:30 to 6, every day, from the beautiful new Circle Line Pier at the foot of West 43rd Street. Get aboard. and get the sightseeing thrill of a lifetime.
An announcement brought to you by the Circle Line on the conversation station, WNBC, New York.
Dionne Carroll sings on monitor a new song, World Without Love.
Through the maze of the faces I see, there is not one soul I have known. In the midst of a crowd all around, I can't help but know I'm alone. And it's so cold in a world without love. What good is life without someone to share what you're living for? I need someone who will love me and want me and need me, only. And I can't find a reason to live in a world without love. Of my mind, and I ask myself, who am I? Through the roar of the silence within, I can hear myself softly cry. I'm half a girl in a world without love. What good is to share what you're living for? I need someone who will love me, want me, need me only. And I can't find a reason to live in a world without you.
Monitor tip for men. If you travel a lot, it's hard on your clothes, I know. And you may be carrying some of the dust and lint with you. Now, when you unpack your suitcase at home, take a few minutes to run the vacuum cleaner upholstery attachment around the inside. It will pick up whatever vacation sand you pile up in there, too.
Those were the days. It was the time of the magnificent men. There was a look about them, a magnificent look. It showed in the way men dressed. That look is reflected in today's fashion. See it for yourself. The daring plaids, the rugged stripes, the bold colors. This is the magnificent look, 1967. And it all begins with Jockey brand underwear, tailored to today's fashions. Like Jockey Life coxswain shirts, mock turtleneck styling, 8 dashing colors. So fashionable you can use it as outerwear, only $2. The Life coxswain shirt, designed for the magnificent look. The look that begins with Life underwear by Jockey brand.
Matt Monroe sings, Release Me.
Please release me, let me go. For I don't love you anymore. To waste our lives would be a sin. Release me and let me love again. on her knees. Her lips are warm while yours are cold. So release me, my darling, let me go. Now please release me, can't you see? You'd be a fool to cling to me. To live a lie would bring us pain. So please release me and let me love again.
Job is really something. Already this morning I saved 14 girls. And at the shallow end of the pool, you know what I mean? And the way they all kissed me and hugged me while I carry them out. Last summer all I saved was a French poodle. I don't know. What is it the girls see in me all of a sudden? I haven't got any new muscles. My nose is still peeling. There's really nothing new about me except for my toothpaste. My toothpaste? Sure, that's it. My Ultra Bright toothpaste. It's true. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste. A taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste. A taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest. Your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal. And that's Ultra Bright.
Yes, sir. After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Pearl Bailey can be counted on to make the customers laugh wherever she's appearing. And soon she's going to be starring in the touring version of Hello, Dolly. That's scheduled to open in October in Washington, D.C. Recently, Pearlie Mae was appearing at the Shoreham Hotel there, and she was interviewed for a Monitor by Betty Grobley. They began by discussing the fact that Pearl Bailey is not a joiner.
Pearl, you said you didn't belong to any groups.
No.
Is there a reason you deliberately don't join?
Well, a lot of people call me a loner, but I don't think I have to join a group when I belong to the whole world. Why should I separate myself? Because I don't have to join the Sons of Elizabeth, B'nai B'rith, the NAACP. I don't have to join anything. I have a wonderful story. It has a little humor, but it goes a little farther than that. And I still, the basis of the whole story was the one I told you last night, Betty. It was the fact that when I was born, I joined the whole human race. It didn't cost me anything, so I don't have to pay to join anything. I belong to the world. We all belong to the world. It's the trouble we're in is trying to make the world belong to us.
That's kind of profound. Do you realize what you just said?
No, I don't.
It's pretty profound.
Yeah,
what about that book you were talking about last time? Is it out?
The book is finished, and I think it got so heavy that instead of coming out in October now, it's coming out in January.
What's it called?
The Raw Pearl. And I'm going to do this second one, truly, you know, the one I told you last year about the Hamburger World children.
Yeah?
I see a great deal with the children and the teenagers. When they get between 13 and 16, that's where your basic trouble is. We're worried about it. I had a chance after I left here last summer to go to Berkeley. I was up there with this call me madam, and I think that, you know, we're very concerned about our teenagers today, where with the LSD and all the different things like this, and the airplane glue and whatnot. And actually, you know, I read an article which was very interesting, because it said that instead of us, you know, we grown-ups, we said about the children with the bare feet. We went barefoot too, but instead, the only difference is our mothers made sure we washed our feet before we got in bed. If we didn't, they got us out and whipped us. Children don't wash their feet. But as far as the bare feet and the hair hanging down, everything, we did the same thing. And I'm beginning to understand them more and more every day, because basically, the children of America today are seeking what the grown-ups have turned loose, which is truly tragic, and that is truth. They are so hungry for truth and understanding so many, you hear them say they are reading Buddhism, Zen, and this. They talk to me often, you know. People in the theater, they talk to a lot because they seem to be fascinated, number one, by it and drawn to it. They are seeking truth. Some say they're seeking, where is God? A young man asked me. He says, I read these books, or the children, we kids take things because we are seeking God. I said, well, then you're way ahead of yourself because he's already in you, so you don't have to look forward for him. But if they could only say one more prayer in school, once, if they could only say the flag thing and put under God in it, if we could only do that in America once more, I think we'd be home free.
And that is the raw, profound pearl. Pearl Bailey at the
Shore. You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Presenting music to relax and fill up your tank by. Today, why not take in a good gas station? Pop over to Citgo, where you'll find the finest products and services in a little nicer gas station. Citgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
By Joe Harnell. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor, reminding you that NBC News will be heard right here in just a moment.
See you to the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from